Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
We do have a show and tell this morning, and the show and tell that I have for you is my pledge form, which I received in the reminder in the mail today. Happy 2020. I haven't gotten my work done yet either. But here, of course, it is with the reminder letter and the form ready to fill out. Now, when I think about this form, when I think about a financial pledge to the church, I think of it as really an invitation. And here's why. This form, this pledge to financially support Covenant's work, will actually make you happier. You know the old line that money can't buy happiness. Well, psychologists have found that money can't buy happiness with one exception. If you spend that money on someone else, they've actually demonstrated this with a randomized study where they gave people instructions on how to spend reasonably small amount of money that they gave to study participants, and they found that if they told people to go spend the money on themselves, they were no happier. If they invited people to go spend that same money on someone else, the participants came back happier the next day. And they found that that effect seems to last. This is not just a momentary thing. So this pledge form, I'm actually thinking of as an opportunity to make myself happier next year, to commit to giving, in part through the life and ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church. You might want to make yourself happier in the same way, through that commitment to giving and then the really easy work of setting up an ACH transaction every month with us, or setting up your own bank's bill pay. That creates a habit of giving without really any effort on your part. When we give, that's a way for us to participate with others, to participate together in the community that we are building together. Because sharing our time and our relationships with each other, that increases our satisfaction as well. That's also true not only for the giving that you do through Covenant's mission, but the other giving that I know you do as well. This is a way, as the prophet Isaiah is about to give us words for, this is a way of spending our money on what truly satisfies. So we are grateful for all those gifts and all those commitments that we will share later on in the service. And now, as we come to Scripture, I invite you to join me in our prayer for illumination. The grass withers, the flower fades, but your word, O God, will stand forever. By your Holy Spirit, speak through this Scripture, and help us to truly listen. Amen. From Isaiah chapter 55. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you. because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I suppose it's fitting that we have yet another new strange technology issue going on with the sound today, although Laura tells me that you're enjoying the cathedral sound, so stay in that great grand space and not at my kitchen table. It's fitting that we would have technology problems today on the 8-month anniversary of Covenant's first ever online worship service. And of course, we loved that first ever online worship service so well that we've done no other kind of worship service since then. Back then, community transmission of COVID-19 in Iowa had just begun, and we had this sense of urgency to flatten the curve. Today, of course, nationwide transmission of COVID is uncontrolled. And as we are following the numbers and following the best public health recommendations we can find, we know that it's going to be a long time before we can gather for worship in person again. So here's your occasional reminder: Covenant's building is closed. Covenant's church is more open than ever. Covenant Presbyterian Church's mission is more needed than ever. When we talk about our mission, we're talking about our combined support for our mission partners, we're talking about your giving, we're talking about our prayers and our care for each other. Covenant has always called ourselves a mission church. And remember, the word mission means sent. To be a mission church means that we know that faithful Christianity matters beyond just ourselves, beyond each of us as an individual, beyond this gathered community, even though we are gathered virtually right now. It's easy to talk about being a mission church in terms of how much of our financial budget goes right out the door to support our mission partners beyond this congregation. And that's important and special, and I'm so grateful that we participate in mission in that way. But that mission support in dollars going out the door, that's just a sign of the mission that God calls us to. God's mission also leads us toward others in relationship with them, toward others with whom we can be blessed and changed. soon we're going to tell the story of Jesus' birth. Just a month and a half from now, we will have gone through that entire story. We're going to tell the story of the Son of God being sent into the world in order to reconcile us, to reconcile the world to God. The church is sent into the world following Jesus, doing that same work, going out into the world where Jesus is already at work, going into the world following God's Spirit who is already present in the world. Our scripture reading today is from the Old Testament, from the stories of God's work and relationships with humanity before the historical moment that we know as Jesus' life. In our scripture reading today, the people of Judah are about to be sent out to bear a new kind of fruit in the world as well. The past few weeks, we have been with the people of Judah in exile. They've been conquered by a foreign power and are living under that power in a foreign land. And they've been there a long time. The exile is all that most people knew. They've been there for 70 years. The prophet Jeremiah told them to build houses and plant gardens and work for the well-being of that land where they were in exile. And now the children and grandchildren of those original exiles are finding out that they're going to return to the land that they've never known. To return to a land that they've never known. Modern day children of refugees and immigrants often have that same complicated relationship with the idea of home. Home for them is the place where they've grown up. And at the same time, there is a sense of home that is not their home, a country of origin where their parents or grandparents may have felt at home, but they don't and perhaps never would, even if they were to return there. Here in our scripture reading, the exiles have been excluded from opportunities in that land. They've put down roots and built homes and planted gardens, but they have also spent so much time, as Isaiah says, working and spending for what does not satisfy. That would sound very familiar to them. Exile is a lot like constantly growing another day older and deeper in debt. So going back into this land where many of them have never been, that feels a lot like somewhere new. It's hard for them to picture what else life could look like other than this exile in which they have found themselves. And so Isaiah calls them not only to go back to this land, but to turn from the way they have been in the land of exile. Isaiah calls them to repentance, to turn from human ways and thoughts toward God's ways and thoughts. This sounds a lot to us as like turning from sin. The prophets have identified the exile as being a result of sin. Obviously, sin on the part of the powerful elites, both the kings and those who were wealthy and were able to accumulate land at the expense of their neighbors. There was a more subtle sense of sin on behalf of the whole society. Sin, when we talk about it that way, has to do with the way that human patterns of thought and patterns of life come out of line with God's ways. Sometimes we are conscious of the ways that our ways of life and our ways of thinking are out of step with God's ways in the world. Other times we are convinced that everything is as it should be. Other times still we just can't imagine that there's any way that life could be different. Maybe we don't like it, but we don't have to like it in order for it to be real, right? But Isaiah reminds us that God's thoughts and ways are far beyond even our best ideas, and they're certainly beyond the ideas that we embody as we go through life on an everyday basis. Isaiah tells us that God's ways are like rain and snow that gently but insistently soften the ground to make way for new life in the world. God's mercy is unlike human power. God's faithfulness is revealed not only in static ideas, but God's faithfulness is revealed in those cycles of dormancy and rebirth that continue in our lives and our world today. God's ways are beyond us. God's faithfulness is more than we can understand or even imagine. And so the people of Judah are about to be sent. They're about to be sent away from a land of exile that is all most of them have known. They're about to be sent away to a home that most of them didn't know in the first place. Similar to the way that God's word is sent into the world to give life to everyone it touches. Similar to the way that we are sent to go out in joy and to be led back in peace, knowing that our lives are part of accomplishing God's purposes in the world. That is why we are a mission church. That is why the church is sent out to share God's life in the world, even in the midst of new, renewed, and ongoing COVID-19 precautions. We are sent to share God's life in the world, to share God's life in generosity toward organizations and individuals who need our support, to share God's life in welcome. Welcome for families who participated at our trunk or treat last month, to share welcome for our neighbors who participate in 12-step groups that are now the only groups meeting at the church building right now. We're sent out to share in being sent to each other, being sent to each other virtually with phone calls and emails and notes and cards in the mail. We're sent to share in prayer and study and hope, because God's word is active. God's word is alive in our lives and in our world, and God's word is faithful to accomplish God's purposes. Thanks be to God in Jesus' name. Amen.
And now, a moment for mission.
Isaiah asks, "Why spend money for what isn't food, and your earnings for what doesn't satisfy?" We remember that when we give to God, we receive more than we give. Again, this is the time when we will dedicate our 2021 pledges for the continued mission that God has for Covenant in this world. When we make these commitments, we are putting our trust in God. We are putting our trust in God that God will continue to provide everything we need. When we say everything we need, we speak not only of ourselves individually, but we speak of this community that God calls together. The community that God calls together in the church, and the community of God's people all around us. 2020 has been a year that none of us could have predicted. And if, as you look forward to 2021, you find that you have needed to make a different commitment than you made in 2020, we understand that. We are grateful not only for your commitment to the life and ministry that Covenant continues in the world, but we are grateful for the opportunity to share together. And we're grateful for what God continues to do through these commitments. And if you have found that you may be able to make a bigger commitment in 2021 than you did in 2020, know that other members of this congregation and other of God's children in this world are immensely grateful for what you are able to do as well. Today we dedicate all the pledges that have been received, the pledges that may be coming soon, and all the offerings that we will present during this coming year. And we pray God's blessing on these pledges and on all of the work that we do in God's mission. So we pray. Lord, you give us as a covenant to all people, and you lead us forward into your mission in the world. Through these gifts that we offer today, and through the gifts that we commit to make in the coming year, Lord, let us open eyes. Let us lead prisoners from prison. Let us lift up those who sit in darkness. We give and pledge ourselves for Christ's glory. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.